Thank you and good afternoon. Personnel with Humboldt Bay Fire, Arcata Fire, and the California Highway Patrol responded to a two-vehicle collision at the Indianola Cutoff intersection on Highway 101 around 10 o'clock this morning. The driver of a gray SUV involved in the collision had to be extricated by the jaws of life, and both drivers involved had to be transported to the hospital for treatment. The southbound direction of Highway 101 was controlled to one lane of traffic while both vehicles were being towed off the scene. The extent of both drivers' injuries are unknown, but personnel say the injuries appeared to be minor. The details surrounding the crash and what led up to it remain unknown at this time. This morning, the Humboldt County Superior Courthouse tentatively sentenced Jason Anthony Warren to life without the possibility of parole for the murder of Dorothy Ulrich. Warren was also sentenced to 50 years to life for the murder of Dorothy Seaman, followed by two interdeterminate sentences of life in prison on two counts of attempted murder. The sentences will be served consecutively. Another hearing for the official decision on these rulings are scheduled for February 8th, and during that hearing, an amount for the restitution of the victims will be determined. Warren was found guilty in early December for those crimes committed on September 27th of 2012. An officer with the Humboldt State University Police Department was injured after discharging his firearm on accident earlier this afternoon. Emergency personnel responded to the campus and treated the officer, who suffered minor injuries to his hand, after he shot himself by accident. There were no other injuries or damage reported from the incident. Humboldt deputies arrested 27-year-old Scott Araguin during a traffic stop on Redwood Drive in downtown Garberville Tuesday night. Deputies responded to a report of a burglary on Fir Lane on Monday, and the homeowner reported that several firearms were stolen from his property in a burglary that occurred at some point last week. Deputies listed Araguin as the suspect in that burglary, and during Tuesday night's traffic stop, deputies found some of the stolen firearms to go along with marijuana and drug paraphernalia in his vehicle. After Araguin attempted to flee the scene on foot, deputies were able to detain him and place him in handcuffs. He was then booked into county jail on stolen firearm charges and resisting arrest. Multiple firearms remain missing from the Fir Lane burglary, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Dan Squire has additional news related to Humboldt State University.
The Military Advanced Education and Transition Guide has named Humboldt State University as one of its top schools based on its military culture, financial aid, general support, on-campus support, and online support, and was one of more than 600 schools graded by the service. HSU's Veterans Enrollment and Transition Service Program, VETS, assists military veterans in transitioning back to civilian life and to life on campus. Program Officer Kim Hall said HSU is pleased to be recognized and that the school is a dynamic resource for active service members who have moved from the military to civilian life.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka officers surrounded Humboldt Motorsports on Tuesday morning after an employee inside the business confronted a suspect who was inside the business at just before 7:30. Police responded to a burglar alarm at the shop and contacted the employee who had prevented the suspect, 34-year-old Jerry Gill, from leaving the shop with a stolen motorcycle. Gill attempted to drive the stolen bike through a front door window, and when police arrived on scene, they took him into custody. Gill was booked for burglary, robbery, and vehicle theft along with outstanding warrants, while the employee was treated for a bite wound after Gill had bit him during a brief struggle. There were no other suspects on scene, and surveillance video revealed that Gill committed the crime alone. On Tuesday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report asking for the public's help in locating 76-year-old Arthur O'Keefe, who has been missing since last week. On Friday, deputies were requested to do a welfare check on O'Keefe and was not located at his residence or anywhere near his property. The last known contact anyone had with O'Keefe was January 4th, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. Sheriff's deputies in Garberville arrested a woman listed on Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list Tuesday morning after she was located at a motel in Redway. 47-year-old Heidi Dirch, who was wanted on several warrants, was found in a motel room along with meth and drug paraphernalia. Dirch was arrested without incident and was booked on the warrants and drug possession charges. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.